Texto. Mr. Counsel, I know you've worked hard for many years and that several people have made tape recordings of you. I want to add this one to your other tape recordings for a book for the bicentennial. You have had the reputation of being the oldest living plumber in the United States, of having worked in houses on the beach and at the harbor long ago destroyed by the hurricane. I am Mary Giles of Central Village. I live in an old house previously owned by Mabel Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
We've remodeled it. For years, I've heard many interesting things about you from Hartley Howe, from Herbert Hatfield, whom I'm going to tape this evening, and many others. Have you always lived in Westport Harbor?
No. I've lived here for 85 years and 25th of last March.
Where did you live before that?
I was born in Middletown, Rhode Island.
Middletown. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you came here 85 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a long time. How old were you then when you came?
I was between 7 and 8.
7 and 8. Mm-hmm.
I'll put it this way. I would have been 8 years old the 26th of June, and we come here the 25th of March.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember at all which kinds of things you, when you were a child, just come here? Which kinds of things you played with? Did you go to school, for instance, here?
This is a schoolhouse. I went to school in.
This is the schoolhouse? Your
yes,
house
ma'am.
Is?
I bought it to get all the knowledge.
Oh, that's a good way.
Now, there was no high school in Westport. And I went to this school till I finished school when I was 12 years old, and that was the end of it.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
The town sold the schoolhouse, and I bought it. Uh-huh. Built it over into a house.
That's very smart. What was the school? Do you remember what the schoolhouse was called?
Coxer.
Coxer?
Well, Westport Harbor, them days.
Westport Harbor School.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This Coxer never come into vogue here. Oh, so the United States opened a post office on me.
Oh.
And they changed it. Nobody knew it other than Westport Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the government changed it to a Coxer.
I see. Well, when you were a child now, coming here, you do remember everything very clearly, I'm sure, because I can tell. How were the winters? Did you coast?
Oh, gosh, we don't have no winters now. We have summer all winter. I rode over all these stone walls you see around here with a horse and sled.
You did?
Sure, many a time. The winters were so tough that would be 10 to 15 below zero for 3 or 4 weeks to a time.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And the snow would be 3 to 4 feet deep. We couldn't even get to Allendale to the store for a month.
What'd you do for food then?
We had plenty of food.
How'd you store it? Did you dry the food or can it?
My mother was perfect. She we had a house full of boarders. We built up the place here. All the men from the city that come here to work boarded with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
We had 21 of them here once. Shut up in the winter with a snowstorm when they couldn't get out of the house.
And she could cook and feed them all.
Yeah, I bought 15 barrels a year of flour for her.
Hmm. She baked all that bread.
We bought our lard by the 50-pound tubs. We bought our butter by the 50-pound tubs. Besides, we had our own poultry and pigs and beef. We had a beef critter hanging up in the crib, froze up, so we could have plenty of meat.
You could go out and cut a steak anytime you wanted.
That's right. The winters were so good, it was just like a deep freeze.
Mm-hmm.
They never thawed, and you take it in December after Thanksgiving, the first cold weather come, and it would last till April, see?
Yes.
you had out in the corn crib, hang up a critter, a whole critter, mm-hmm. and cut off it any time you wanted to. A never steak. Thawed.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? You didn't need a freezer then.
No.
No. Isn't that great?
And we always had plenty. We had plenty of eggs, plenty of poultry, plenty of potatoes and apples and all kinds of vegetables in the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
We had 8 farms going here.
Egg farms.
8 farms.
8 farms.
Yeah.
For heaven's sake.
We had Dan Meter's farm, Borden Trips, and all around us here, and up to Adamsville, and on down Cornell Road.
Well, now, when what did you do? You coasted over these. You sledded. Did you ice skate? What were some
ice
of the things?
Ice skate, yes, down on the pond, down at the harbor. Gosh, there'd be 50 of us down there sometimes, from Little Compton, Tiverton, Adamsville, and Westport. We had ice boats. Had 3 ice boats while we sailed on the lake there all day if you wanted to.
That was the most fun of all, wasn't it, almost?
Yeah, none of that no more.
No.
And no ice.
No.
Ice would be anywhere from 12 inches to 3 foot thick.
Hmm.
Well, just to give you an illustration, you know where Brayton's Point is?
Yes,
here?
Yes.
I've seen the ocean froze over.
Oh, really?
Yes, from Brayton's Point to New Bedford.
For heaven's sake.
And I saw a man walk from out there by the end of Horsnake there over to Cuddy Hump on the ice.
For heaven's sake.
And back again.
Oh, really?
Nothing could move here. The ice was 3 or 4 foot thick.
Have you ever thought about why, what made the difference?
The weather's changed, that's all I can tell you. I don't know what made it.
No.
We don't have no, of course we had no machinery those days. I got the roads from my father when I was 21 years old here. We took heroin from all this section from Adams to go down. You know, all they had to do was take the horses, or oxen them days, not horses. We didn't have horses. We had 2 pairs of oxen. We'd break the roads the best we could and shovel
mm-hmm.
with men. See? We couldn't. We had no machinery or anything.
No. No. And what kinds of plows did you have? You had oxen and plows too when you were farming, didn't you?
Nobody had any cows of any amount.
Plows, I mean plow. Oh,
no, no.
When you
mean?
Plow, a plow, to plow.
You plow the land.
Plow the land, that's
oh, yes.
it. What kind of plows were they?
We had Syracuse.
Were they made of wood, or they made of steel, or
no,
iron?
No, it was cast iron.
Cast iron plows. Mm-hmm.
Then we had steel ones after.
Mm-hmm. And they were pulled by oxen?
Yes.
Yes.
All the farming was done by oxen.
Mm-hmm.
I plowed day in and day out with oxen.
What'd you raise?
Everything. Potatoes. My father was a greengrocer. We raised all kinds of vegetables.
Where'd he sell them?
Well, I was in the produce business here, and we started way back. For 43 years, I supplied the harbor with milk, vegetables, eggs, and cream, poultry, and fruit and vegetables.
Hmm. So everything you raised, you sold right here at the harbor?
No, no. I carried it to New Bedford and Fall River and all around. Providence.
Mm-hmm. Providence, too?
Yeah. Way back in...
What did you travel in, a horse and wagon?
No, no. That's later in the years when automobiles, 1917, 18.
You had a truck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From there on, see?
Yeah. Yes.
I went to city every morning, 4 of us.
Hmm.
Bought fruit and vegetables from my route. I had 110 customers here.
Hmm.
We supplied them with milk. You see, in the old days, nobody had any cows.
No.
There was no nobody buying milk, like no dairies or anything.
So no.
The farmers just had, some of them had two cows, some of them three, and once in a while one had four or five, but that's all they had.
Mm-hmm.
For their own use.
Yes.
Know. They made butter and churned it and sold it to the city. And we had a mold to make, the pound mold, you know.
Yes. Did you have molds that were pretty, that had decorations on them?
Sheets on them and things.
Yes. Yes. Those are very valuable now, you know.
I don't know. I sold them all when my mother died and I closed the estate. So my father and mother died and I got rid of all that stuff.
When did your father and mother die? Do you remember?
I got it written down in there. Yeah, I can tell you.
Don't tell me. Don't get up, please. We'll find out later.
My father was 83. My mother was 90-something.
Well, you come from a family that lived a long time.
Well, too damn long, if you ask me.
Really? Why do you feel that way?
Well, I ain't no good for anything. What are you saying around? Can't do nothing.
Well, do you read?
Oh, yes, I read all the time.
Well, if you can read, you're doing something. It makes life interesting.
But I'd rather be out working.
Yes.
See, I never was a desk man. I always worked. I always worked with the tools.
Yes.
I had 26 men working for me.
What were they working for you doing?
Plumbing.
When did you start the plumbing? You were raising vegetables.
1897. Yeah.
And you were at the same time raising the vegetables and selling them and plumbing.
Yeah, doing all the things.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fishing business and a peddling business and a plumbing business and a bottle gas business.
For heaven's sake. Nobody ever... You were the most enterprising man in the whole place.
I sold... one of the first ones with bottle gas to the houses around.
Oh.
I handled that for 51 years.
Hmm.
And I was...
Who was your first customer in, let's say, bottle gas? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Well, who was your first...
200 and some of them. I couldn't tell you all of them.
All right. Who was your first plumbing customer? Where did you go plumbing first?
Right here at the harbor. You see... We've got a waterworks here.
Yeah.
The only one in Westport.
Yeah.
This is 100, over 100 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And my father took care of it before me. And when he gave up, I took it. So I had it. I was a resident engineer for 55 years.
Hmm. That's amazing.
I pumped all the water every day, done all the piping in the streets, laid all the street mains, connected all the houses, and practically done the plumbing, all of them, till I got up 110 houses from about six.
I know you did a lot of plumbing over on the east beach of Horseneck, too.
Oh, I worked all over Westport and Tiverton and Soden and Somerset, Swansea, and Portsmouth and Middle Compton.
Mm-hmm.
I had over 100 customers in Middle Compton.
Really?
I had 1,300 customers on the book when I quit.
For heaven's sake. That's amazing. I don't see how you did it.
And I had the third generation. The same ones. I've still got some of them yet.
That is incredible. That's amazing.
They won't take no for an answer. I told them, I can't do the work. I have Albert Fields do it.
Uh-huh.
But... He used to work with me. See, I had him when he was going to high school.
Albert Fields is our plumber.
Yeah.
And his wife has a little antique shop right around the corner.
I know what her father was. I done plenty of work up in the boat shop across from John Potter's.
Mm-hmm.
I piped all the boats that he built in there, put the engines in, and like the exhaust and the water to them, different things.
It's amazing. I don't see how you had all that energy.
Well, I don't know why I'm living, tell you the truth. July and August, I never hardly ever saw a bed. Well, sometimes the middle of June to after Labor Day, I slept in the truck on the road where I was. When I couldn't drive anymore, I pulled upside the road and slept for an hour. Then when I got rested a little, I started off. And when I was home, my mother put up my lunch every day. I had it on the wagon with me. And as I say, I always worked on a job. I never worked in the books. I had a bookkeeper for over 60 years. She died here 9 years ago. And lived right with me.
Yeah.
And my wife.
Yeah. Do you have children?
No.
No. So you and your wife.
That's all.
Carried on all this. Well, you've already told me almost all the things I have on the things. Tell me about the hurricanes.
Oh, the 1938 one? Yeah. Which one?
Well, in the 54, what did they do to the...
44 and 54, three of them.
44
and 54.
All right, what did they do to the harbor?
Well, it took 50, the 38 took 56 of my biggest houses. Some of them was, had 7 bathrooms in them.
Hmm.
3 floors. Of course, they ain't built nothing like that since.
No.
And got them down to, well, it was only somewhere around 30 now, 30-some.
And what about the 44 hurricane? That wasn't as bad, was it?
No, it wasn't as bad. That didn't take any only one or two houses.
Mm-hmm. The 54 hurricane was pretty bad.
The 54 had come at high tide like the... Well, the 38 was a tidal wave.
Yes.
You could see it coming in from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And it went right up to Adamsville and it hit the stone wall out of the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And it receded the same way, just like a wave coming up on the beach and then receded back. And it took everything with it when it went back.
Mm-hmm.
Houses were whacking against the wall up there at the pond, Adamsville.
It's
down here to Okotoks.
Isn't that...
3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Over 3 miles.
Well, the 54 hurricane, we were here. We lived here by that time.
Yeah.
And it was...
Well, if it was if the 54 hurricane had come on the top of the high tide instead of the low tide, it would have been worse than the 38.
It would have.
Oh, yeah. The water was 12 feet high.
Yes. Well, I know it went right through our barn. We had a barn, you know, Mabel Crosby and Aberdeen Ball, where we live, is a farm. And they had a barn, and the...
Which place did you live? Up around some village in there? Between there and Drift Road?
Mm-hmm. I live there now. That's where I live now.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember all the names around there, but the big farm where she used to go down through the yard, out to Drift Road, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I done all the work in them houses along there.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, and all the houses along the river there.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, did the Lees own that land where the Santos's big milk barns are now?
No.
No?
No, the Lees are... wasn't in existence. The Lees, Albert Lees lived, you know where they, well, they got Albert Field's wife and my cousin over in Little Compton had an antique shop in the store there.
Mm-hmm.
Down on the Point Road?
Yeah.
Well, right across
that,
the road.
You mean that's Mrs. Cook?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's my cousin.
She's your cousin?
Yeah.
I like her very
there,
much.
Where the big barn is, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's where Albert Lee's father lived.
Aye.
That's where he was born.
Across from, what is Mrs. Cook's first name? I can't think of it.
Oh, don't ask me.
I won't ask you anyhow.
The this head of mine, Andy's
feet. Well, I can't remember anything anymore anyway. Have you done much, have you ever traveled very much, or have you spent most of your time here?
Well, what do you call traveling?
Oh, I don't mean going
there's to... There's much between here and Quebec that I haven't seen.
There isn't?
There's much between here and Atlantic City I haven't seen.
Well, you've been all over the East Coast then.
Well, we used to take, and after the 12th of October, I take my wife and my bookkeeper and we go, we start out, no particular place. We might land up Atlantic City or down to Baltimore or out to, up to Montreal or Quebec or St. Anne-de-Beaupré or some of them places.
What kind of a car did you drive?
Model T.
Model T Ford.
And a Model A. Mm-hmm. None of V8.
None of V8. Mm-hmm. Always a Ford.
Always Ford.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're a good car.
I had six of them in the business that we, when I was working, and I had all the men.
My grandfather died when he was 97 or 8, and he always had had a Model T. He liked it very much. He was a farmer, too. He had a lot of farms. This was in Ohio, though, and I don't need to go into myself now. This tape's about you. Now,
are the buttons on now?
Yes.
I've got some things I didn't want that to hear. Because my father didn't have no education, see, and I had to do everything. What I mean to say, he couldn't. A long time before I could teach him to write his name.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a good businessman.
Well,
we were always contractors.
Yes.
We built stone walls and grading and all kinds of work.
Mm. Were the animals about here? Now, was this all pretty much cleared land when the farms there? You didn't have wild animals or anything like deer? You ever see deer?
Sure, we had plenty of them around here. God's sakes, I've seen seven of them right in down. You see, my house, you know where the Bejubal farm is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where we came.
I see.
I had that farm for 8 years.
Yes.
And then we bought the next one.
I
off
see.
Of that farm.
I see.
Right at the end of the road here, when you go down the road.
Yes.
And we were there ever since, so I moved up here.
When did you move up here?
In 1940.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And after you went to school here, how many grades were there here?
Nine
grades.
Yeah.
You went here for all 9 grades?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I went one winter after I got through in the winter time, the winter term.
Yes.
And I was all alone, nobody in the class.
You were the only person?
Yeah.
Was it a one-room school with one teacher?
Yeah, there was about 25 of us.
Mm-hmm.
One teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She taught everything.
Did you like her?
Oh, gosh, yes, we got along all right. Never had no, you know, the men folks didn't go to school them days like they do now. We had all these children around here, grown people, they was getting up to 18, 19, 20 years old. They'd go to school in the winter term.
Yes.
And when it come the spring term, vacation time, you wouldn't see them again until the next winter.
No. They had to work on the farm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it run. Of course, the girls come.
Yeah.
But the men folks didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like Steve Howland, George Howland, Melvin Boyd, because they could. We had a full schoolhouse here in the winter.
Hmm. That's amazing. Well, you must have had many unusual experiences as a pioneer in your field of plumbing here. Could you tell me any of the fun?
I don't think anybody in the United States can say it. I've still got the offspring of my first customers.
You still do. Nobody else could
take them away.
No. You must have been awfully good. We think Albert Fields is very good. He's always been our plumber.
And I'll tell you another thing now. When I first started in the 20s there, a Cook's had built up in the 20s when the Depression was on. But these old buggers down here all had plenty of money from the mills in Fall River, see, when they was running good.
Yes.
And, of course, when the Depression came on, the prices fell to nothing, almost. And they drove me crazy. I was working 7 days a week.
For heaven's sake.
We worked Sundays and all. 9 hours a day.
Mm.
Not eight, nine.
No.
From 7 to 5. 7 days a week.
Yes.
To keep up with them.
Yeah.
The carpenters come from the city, in Providence, and four of them. And the men that boarded with my mother, some of them lived in pup tents around the job.
Mm. That was because they had so much money.
And they'd go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd work till 10 o'clock at night.
Who helped your mother? She couldn't do all this alone.
Oh no, we had two or three women working for her.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and my sister and myself, we had to do our share. And four of us most of the time, besides my mother.
Mm-hmm. When you were a little child, did you have to help out with things?
Oh,
did
yes.
you have chores?
I've always worked.
Yes.
Ever since I was big enough to do anything.
Mm-hmm. You always had your share to do.
Right.
Yes. And you liked it that way.
Or well, it hadn't done me any hurt. It kept me out of mischief.
Anyway. Yes. Yes. Are you sure you didn't get into any mischief?
No, I haven't got no back marks against me that I know of.
Well, that's great.
I haven't got no enemies that I know of.
I've never heard of one. Everybody speaks so well of you.
I've been a police officer for this is my 62nd year.
As a police officer?
Yeah. I got... See?
Oh, boy. That's great.
Since 1914. In this town. I policed the town for years. Well, we had a police department.
I have to check this. I don't want
the rest of the town work that I was doing.
I don't see how you did it. I really don't. I'm just floored.
Well, I offered to bet anybody that the water in the radiator never got cool from the middle of June till after Labor Day.
In your car?
Yeah.
You were on the go all the time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Day and night, I guess. Must have been.
You see, then in the old days, there wasn't any gasoline pumps around or anything like that. No.
How'd you get your gasoline?
Well, I had a man with a horse and team with a tank on it that come delivered it every week.
Mm-hmm.
He'd leave me 50, 60 gallons a week.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you come from, Fall River?
No, up in Tiverton, Bliss's Four Corners.
Oh, yes.
He sold kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
He had one tank with kerosene for the lights.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no electric lights down here.
No.
Telephones
no.
or anything.
No.
See?
How were the roads? What were they made of? Were they dirt roads?
Yes.
When did they get... When were they paved? How long
oh,
ago?
Gosh, we started in... I don't know. I can't tell you the date. But...
What was it after the war?
Oh, it was 50, 60 years ago.
You started to pave the roads.
Yeah, we had water-bound macadam.
Mm-hmm.
We started doing in the town.
And you worked on the roads, too, did
oh,
you?
Oh, yes. I had a horse and a pair of horses and a wagon on it every day.
Mm-hmm. Did you work? Dan Meter said he worked on the Charlton House down here.
Oh, well, that's late.
He was an old man by then, was he? Or you were?
Yeah, he hadn't. When I was around here for years and years before Dan ever knew where it was.
I know.
He was out in California or something. I don't
know. He lived in.
He wasn't born, probably.
Well, he lived in up near Lincoln. Rhode Island.
Just outside of Providence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he was out in California.
Was he?
And that's where he come from here.
Mm-hmm.
He bought that place.
Yes.
You see, when we came here, Mrs.
Giles.
Yeah, they, this place is all run down now. I bought in Tripsley. There was Albert Simmons lived there, and his wife and daughter. And he was an old man. And he'd be beyond farming, see.
Mm-hmm.
His old father run the farm for him. And we planted it. And them days, they used to put out the land to different farmers. Stuff was a prize to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we planted and harvested and gave them half. See?
And that's it.
We gave them half. We didn't pay any rent.
No.
We gave them half.
Half of what you raised.
Yeah,
and they get let you use
the
land.
Of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we had, where Dan Meter lived, the Bajuma farm, my farm where I lived down here, one next to it,
mm-hmm.
and all around the. There was nobody living in Dan Meter's for years.
No.
That was empty.
Uh-huh.
I dug the cellar there for the house where he lived.
You did?
Sure. And the one next to it where Judge Mulaney lived. With oxen.
Well, who built...
Father and I dug it with the oxen.
For heaven's sake. Who built all these nice stone walls that are around his house?
Oh, we had men right here to do them. Dan Palmer, Dave Palmer, and Wilbur Palmer. They're all dead and gone, see?
I know, but they're beautiful walls.
Yeah. Well,
great, big,
walls.
Huge.
They used to build for so much a rod, you know.
Can you remember how much they got for a rod?
Oh, gosh, it wasn't... No, I can't... He built walls for us for years. We built hundreds of feet down the harbor... Sea walls 8 feet high, with great big stones that I carried down with three horses and four horses, sometimes a pair of oxen and a pair of horses on one stone. And the 30-year hurricane took them all. You can't find any of them.
Oh.
I don't know where they are.
No.
They got buried up.
How'd you do that? I mean, what did you put the stones on? Some sort
they
of...
They had a little gear. And we had three legs to hoist them up. And get them on the gear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And take one stone to a time.
Mm-hmm.
Four horses, or two horses and three horses sometimes.
Depending on the size of the stone.
Well, I had five horses. That were the horses could be. Before that, we had two pair of oxen and one horse.
Mm-hmm.
Had two horses. There was no two horse wagons around or anything. It was only just every farmer had one horse
that
they could go to the store with or something like that.
Did they have surreys or buggies or?
We had express wagons.
Yes.
One horse express wagon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you've already told me that. You had lots of the same kinds of animals that you have now.
We had plenty of cows, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking now about not farm animals, but wild animals. For instance, Albert Field is up, has a camp. He has a camp up in Maine now.
Yeah.
And he's with... Ginger Purse Jim Purse is with him in it, and Ginger said to me in the post office today that they shot a bear.
Oh yeah, this year?
Yes, this
I haven't seen him.
No,
you know,
he's
supposed
still
to be here to work, but John Butler, he don't come around, so I don't know. I turned all my customers. I still take the jobs and turn them over to him. He does the work.
You know, but he never comes.
I got 12 houses waiting for him. I don't know how many he's done. It's supposed to be closed up for the winter, and I tried to call him yesterday, and I tried to call his brother.
He's up in Maine. That's why you can't reach him.
You can't. They won't answer the telephone.
No.
And I'm too old to drive around.
No, of course. Well, he's up in Maine hunting now. And it was just yesterday that he got the bear.
Yeah.
So, I think that's amazing. Abby, you've never seen a bear around here, have you?
No.
But fox, I suppose, and deer and all that. Rabbits and woodchucks.
The only things we all had around here was deer, and they used to be thick here.
How about mink? Did you ever have mink around here?
Oh, gosh, I caught, I'm going to say, a good many dozen of them.
Yes.
And muskrats was thick here. Get 100 a month.
Heaven's sake.
In the wintertime, I thought I was 10 cents a piece for the skins.
That's incredible. And think of all you'd pay for a coat. A possum? Did you ever have a possum here?
Sure. I killed 2 or 3 right here in the yard.
Really?
I had one here a while ago. Come every night and ate with the cats.
Raccoons, of course, I'm sure.
Yes, and them too. They killed all my hens. I had 35 hens, and raccoons had killed them all.
Yeah. Oh, they did? The raccoons used to come, and my husband liked to have a garden.
Foxes. We got foxes here. Galore. We never had them way back.
You didn't?
No.
Isn't that strange that there are foxes here now and that there didn't used to be?
You know.
Because I have foxes.
I'm going to tell you. You don't know, probably somebody never told you. But that down me, down the horse neck. The old man, not the father.
Oh.
He brought foxes up from down south and let them go.
Yes.
We never had no foxes.
For fox hunting.
Yeah. And when they used to ride to the hounds, you know.
Yes.
He had 100 dogs.
That's interesting. I'm very much interested in that. Because I taped William Almy. Now, he's about 85 now.
Yeah.
That's the son of the man you're speaking of.
Of course, they always had horses.
Mm-hmm.
The father had horses.
Mm-hmm.
He used to own all the wharfs down the point, you know, where Lee's is, and place, and the town wharfs and all that. And that was it.
Yes.
He had a yacht.
And one of the times he went...